Andy.
Hey, it's Andy Cohen. Join me on Andy Cohen Live, where it's just you, me, and some of the world's biggest celebrities.
Paris Hilton.
Chelsea Handler.
Seth Rogen.
I love you, Miley. Thank you so much.
You can listen to Andy Cohen Live at home or anywhere you are. No car required. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast, where I try to make eating healthy just a little bit less complicated and a little bit more fun. I hope you'll join me each week as I take a closer look at the latest nutrition research and headlines, trends and fads, and answer your nutrition questions. This week, I want to talk a little bit about what you can do to reduce your risk of disease. Spending your life in a human body is, among other things, a risky endeavor. So much can go wrong. Cells can misbehave and start growing into tumors. Arteries can narrow until blood can no longer flow through them. Brain cells can start to shrink and die. Immune cells can start to attack our own tissues. Reproductive organs can stubbornly refuse to do their jobs. If we could just figure out what factors lead to or contribute to these unfortunate developments, perhaps we could prevent them. Accordingly, society spends billions of dollars and medical researchers devote their lives in an attempt to find the factors that cause disease. And we consumers hang on every press release and pronouncement, always looking for that pill or that program that will allow us to cross whatever scary thing we are most anxious about off of our worry list. Our understandable desire to avoid disease and disability, coupled with the need for researchers to publicize and fund their work, has given rise to something that I call the disease-proofing myth. There are a whole slew of books and programs that tell you how to reduce your risk of various diseases by adopting certain diet and lifestyle habits. In previous podcasts, I've reviewed protocols that claim to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's, cancer, diabetes, infertility, and more. Virtually all of these programs draw heavily on epidemiological evidence to determine what type of diet and lifestyle habits are common in people who do and don't get these diseases. In other words, what are the positive and negative risk factors for this disease? For example, people who eat more leafy greens and fish have lower rates of Alzheimer's. People who drink more than one alcoholic drink a day have higher rates of cancer. Usually, these sort of findings simply parallel the recommendations for a healthy diet. Sometimes, however, things get a little weird. Eating cheese may increase your risk of Alzheimer's, but decrease your risk of infertility. A few of these protocols have been tested in controlled experiments. They're mostly the product of mining big sets of data about what people eat and then what happens to them. It's not perfect, but it's what we've got. And so these observations, or correlations, are massaged into disease-specific protocols. Eat fish twice a week. Exercise daily. Eat more strawberries. Watch your alcohol intake. Eat more cheese. Eat less cheese. Statistically speaking, following these recommendations reduces your risk of these diseases. And this is a perfectly reasonable thing to do. I just wish that experts would stop packaging risk factor reduction as disease proofing. Books are published with titles like The Breast Cancer Prevention Diet, The Mind Diet, The Fertility Diet, and Disease Proof. And these aren't books by fringy quacks, although there is no shortage of disease-proofing books from that sector. but these are books from some of the most well-known and respected doctors, researchers, and institutions out there. They are full of good science and good advice. But to the average reader, they also suggest that preventing disease is simply a matter of doing the right things. And that sort of implies that if you do get sick, you have no one to blame but yourself. And I just don't think that's true or helpful. Lowering your risk doesn't guarantee that you won't get a given disease any more than being at higher risk ensures that you will. If you're a smoker, you are much more likely to develop lung cancer than a non-smoker. But some smokers don't get lung cancer, and some non-smokers do. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Prudent diet and lifestyle choices can reduce our risk of disease, but not to zero. You can do everything right and still be diagnosed because there are so many other factors in play, including several that we just don't have any control over, such as our age, sex, environment, genetics, and just plain luck of the biological draw. Personally, I think the most sanity-preserving response to this unsettling reality is to do what you reasonably can to reduce your risk, and then accept the fact that your health is not 100% within your control. And because there are no guarantees, I think it's really important to strike a balance between lowering your risk and maintaining your quality of life. Or, as my friend Dr. Yanni Friedhoff says, live the healthiest life that you can enjoy living. And speaking of preserving your sanity, have you discovered the Savvy Psychologist podcast? Just like this podcast, the Savvy Psychologist is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, and it features psychologist Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. Just as I try to do with nutrition, Ellen makes the science and practice of psychology friendly and entertaining. I've loved her recent episodes on how to make or break a habit and how to have more self-discipline. You can find her show by searching for Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. If you'd like to share your thoughts on today's topic or any other nutrition-related issue, you can post it on our website at quickanddirtytips.com or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. If you're not already a follower on Facebook, just search for Nutrition Diva on Facebook and join the fun. Our website also features a complete transcript of every one of the 429 so far Nutrition Diva episodes, so it's a tremendous resource if you're looking for information on a specific nutrition topic. And while you're on quickanddirtytips.com, here's a really easy way to support our shows. Go to quickanddirtytips.com/Amazon and click on the link there to be connected to Amazon.com, where you can stock up on healthy ingredients or maybe go for that spiralizer or Instant Pot you've been thinking about. Whatever's on your shopping list, your purchases on Amazon help support the Nutrition Diva podcast, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Just go to quickanddirtytips.com/Amazon and look for the link. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.
Radio Andy.
Hey, it's Andy Cohen. Join me on Andy Cohen Live, where it's just you, me, and some of the world's biggest celebrities.
Paris Hilton.
Chelsea Handler.
Seth Rogen.
I love you, Miley. Thank you so much.
You can listen to Andy Cohen Live at home or anywhere you are. No car required. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.